Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 7 of the Broski Podcast, the Thanksgiving special.
Is it?
Yep.
Are we going to talk about anything related to Thanksgiving at all?
On this day, we celebrate that one time some pilgrims, they took some land and they did some unspeakable, but they also ate a lot of food, and we celebrate it every year. With me, as always, I'm Lime Jinjo, and with me, as always, is Dylan Crowphibian.
Yeah, this is a cool podcast because it's the only podcast on the internet where both hosts are plowing each other's wives behind each other's backs.
What? Dylan?
How you doing, bro? How you been?
I've been doing okay.
Yeah?
Been gaming.
Uh-huh. You get a girlfriend?
No.
Oh.
Just kidding, bro! Dude!
What's up?
Fuck you.
Oh, okay.
I've been gaming. You been gaming?
I've been gaming, I guess. Where you been gaming?
I played my first Castlevania game.
Yeah, how was that?
I 100%ed Aria of Sorrow for the Game Boy Advance. It was awesome.
Okay, just awesome. Not amazing, not spectacular, nothing.
It's one of the best games I've ever played.
Okay.
It's in my top 15 games of all time.
Cool. I played,
Honey Pop what?
Honey Pop 2. I got early access to it.
How? Wait, can you show me the titties?
Oh, yeah. Hold up. Here's his phone.
Okay. Damn!
Yeah. We'll go past that stuff, though. I don't know, look at that.
Oh, okay. Is that a penis? What the fuck? Okay.
No, there's cool pack that cool. Yeah. Look at those. Yeah.
Damn, wow. What's that coming out of her nipples?
It's...
Is that an alien girl? Ew, is that slime?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
No, that's gross.
Huh?
You're weird, dude.
Huh?
You're weird.
What?
I bet you watch some weird-ass anime.
My favorite anime is Sword Art Online.
Wow. It would be fucking ridiculous if the Broskis watched the first season of Sword Art Online and then talked about it on their podcast.
No, they would never.
They wouldn't do that, though, because it would be really weird.
We watched Sword Art Online.
Yeah, so how was it?
I don't like it. I mean, you like the first half, and I guess in your defense, the first half is really good in comparison to the second half.
The first half is funny. It's not good, but it's fun and
yeah,
funny.
It's funny, right? Oh,
it's stupid.
E-married. Let's get E-married, Ashuna.
The first half is not good by, like, good standards. Like,
it's funny
not, like,
to watch.
It's not like an actual good anime like Yu Yu Hakusho or something like that, where it's like, you watch it and you're like, this is genuinely, like, good. The first half of Sword Art Online is like, this is fucking stupid. I'm having fun.
Yeah, we watched Me, You, and Mimiyoi. We all watched Sword Art Online, and then other people just joined in. Kids, who cares about the story? What happened in it?
Dude, for the first half, they climbed some virtual tower, and Kirito didn't want to be in a guild, but then he joined a guild because his girlfriend was in a guild. And then, turns out the guild leader was the guy that made Sword Art Online, and they killed him. And then in the second half, dude, I don't fucking know.
I don't know. In the last episode, they show, like, a credits thing. Like, you know in credits how they show, like, picture to kind of highlight the whole movie or show or something?
Yeah.
They throw a bunch of Sword Art Online, and then the second half, they show them getting out of Sword Art Online, and then immediately saving Ashuna. Nothing happens in that arc, bro. They just even skip it in the credits.
I have no idea what happens in the second
there's
half
a girl,
of the
okay,
f-
there's,
first season.
What's her name, Leafa?
Leafa, yeah.
Okay. What, you like Leafa?
Yeah, bro. She got...
It's called Brother-Sister?
It's called Brother-Sister?
So, what's Sword Art Online Part 2 about?
It's about Kirito. He has to go into this new elf game, in order to save Ashuna from the controller of the elf game, who is her forced fiancé, who's really weird and...
And he got a sister?
Yeah, and...
It's called Brother-Sister?
Yeah, and Kirito's sister, who isn't his sister, it's his cousin, but she's not supposed to know that. But they're cousins, not sisters. Brothers and sisters. She wants to fuck Kirito really bad. and they meet each other in the game, the elf game, but they don't know it's each other, even though it's obvious. So they adventure through the elf game together without knowing it's each other until the end, when she's like, oh my god, I fell in love with my brother twice, because she fell in love with Kirito in the game and in the real world. It's stupid.
This show freaking sucks. It sucks. We've been told that the next season isn't that bad, but man.
What's the point if they don't fuck in the end? Nothing ventured, nothing earned.
Bro, type in us video.
Okay.
Okay. Sword Art Online. Are you okay?
I'm typing.
That's a lot of letters for us videos.
I type slow.
Okay. Sword Art Online. Bro, what the frick? Is that a new recommended? What the frick?
Ignore that.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay, now what?
Click that video.
Okay. What the fuck is this, Dylan? What the fuck? Dylan, that's fucked up. That's fucked up, man. What the fuck? Oh my god. Yo, you're into some weird shit, Dylan. I bet you watch even weirder anime than Sword Art Online.
Like what, huh? Trying to say, well, I don't watch any bad anime.
But what if you lost some sort of game, and the loser of this game was forced to watch some sort of bad anime, and the loser was you, and you had to watch this bad anime.
Yeah. So we were playing What Are the Odds here, but doing an example like Matthew. What are the odds? You know that Soy Boy video of the Nintendo Switch, and he's like a TikTok.
Yeah, and he's like, my life is like a video game, trying hard to beat the stage. Yeah.
Like, still collecting coins. Trying hard to save the girl. Obstacles, I'm... Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the odds you recreate that?
10.
10. Okay, so we both say a number between 1 through 10, and if we say the same number, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you said 2... It's the same thing, but then if we say different numbers, then I have to do it. Okay, okay, okay. 3, 2, 1, 7.
7.
Fuck! Yeah! Yo!
No! No!
Oh my god!
No! Don't pull!
Okay, so all anyway. Right.
We'll upload it to the channel separately after the podcast.
We were playing the game. I was on my anime list, and I pulled up Yuzaki-chan. Yuzaki-chan went to hang out. I'm sure you heard of it. I'm sure you've seen it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I said, Matthew, what are the odds you watched it? And he said 2. He said like 2, and I said like 1, meaning I had to watch it. It was horrible. I watched the whole thing. And then Mimiori was like, hey, Darren, how about, what are the odds you watched the new Rev Live? And then I watched again. It was a 2.
Lel. Bitch.
I suck at this game. I read it all the time.
But then after you finished Uzaki, we played again for Rent-A-Girlfriend, and I lost that.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I have
we did
to watch
do that.
Rent-A-Girlfriend.
Oh, well, Rent-A-Girlfriend probably way better than Uzaki-chan.
Yeah, this one guy, me and Dylan follow on Twitter, named Blunzy. He's pretty funny. He said Rent-A-Girlfriend is the best 4 out of 10 anime of all time, so I'm looking forward to it.
So, Uzaki-chan. 12 episodes, right?
Yeah.
You open up the first episode. It's about a kid named Sakurai. Masahiro Sakurai. You had 5 chances to add Jar Jar Binks to Super Smash Brothers.
No.
Uzaki-chan. They went to high school together, and they were on the swim team. And she sees him being a loner at college, and she's like, Senpai, I'm gonna be his friend. So she's insufferable. Her voice is annoying, very. She has no personality. Her personality's all over the place. She's like very nice, and I hate her. She's a terrible character. But anyway, the anime's not that bad. It's Yuzaki-chan and Sakurai hanging out. Whatever. She's insufferable. And then they introduce more characters. There's the cafe owner Sakurai works at. Owner's like, wow. Sakurai, he's such a great worker. I love Sakurai. And then Uzaki-chan comes in and he starts like yelling at her. The only part I laughed in the whole series is he wanted her out of his job, so he picked her up and threw her out the door. Freaking yeeted that hoe. I hate her.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
The cafe owner loves this. He loves watching them. He's like, how do I keep them here? I have to keep on watching them.
That's weird. Cuckold shit, but okay.
The next episode, there's the cafe owner has a daughter, and she's checking out Sakurai. And she's like, wow, Sakurai's hot. But then Uzaki-chan comes in, and they start fighting. And the daughter's like, I like watching them. And the cafe owner, he's like, yeah. Isn't this awesome? Uzaki-chan gets a job there, and they watch them all the time. It's horrible. Anyway, Sakurai, he has a best friend with blonde hair, and he like gets all the women, right? All the women.
Sounds like me.
Okay.
You'd be Sakurai, and then I'd be that guy.
Huh?
Because I get all the pussy.
Okay. So his best friend, he sees him hanging out with Uzaki, and he's like, oh, my homie getting pussy. But then he meets the cafe owner and the daughter, and they all team up to just watch them. You see the problem here? Do you see the problem here? There are five characters in the show. The main characters and three other characters who only watch them. Their sole purpose in the entire show is to watch the main characters. They have basically no personality other than that. I like the cafe owner. He's kind of cool, but that was for like his first two episodes, and now he just sucks. Now, I know you're like this part. Uzaki-chan?
Mm-hmm.
She had a mom.
No. Really?
Yeah. And I guess we didn't explain Uzaki-chan, but she has, Might you explain her?
Yeah, so, Uzaki-chan has some weird fucking snaggletooth and a horrible sense in fashion, but her defining character trait is that she has huge titties. Like, titties so huge that it's actually distracting to the rest of the series because they're always bouncing around and they're bigger than, like, normal. That's it. That's her character.
Yeah, so his, her mom?
Mm-hmm.
Even bigger hungalagungagungus.
No.
Humongous hungalagungagungus.
No. How? What's her character trait, Dylan?
Her character trait? Okay, so she has her eyes closed all the time, like Brock or something. She meets Sakurai. And she's scared of him. Okay, Sakurai had this thing where his eyes are scary, and everyone's scared of him because of it. Toradora reference?
Holy shit.
Anyway, she's scared of Sakurai, but Sakurai loves cats. Earlier in the show, he sees a cat, and Uzaki-chan bullies him for liking a cat, freaking insufferable character.
Bitch.
So, at their house, the cat gets on the mom's lap, okay? Sakurai's looking at the cat. And there's probably a 1 minute scene of the mom moaning in her own head that Sakurai's looking at her tits.
That's kind of hot.
Come again?
That sucks, dude. That's not funny
at
all.
Oh, yeah, it does suck. It's horrible. Her character is that she thinks Sakurai went to plow her. It's kind of refreshing because she's not just watching them, but then also that's just a horrible character trait, but also it's something new, so that episode was a lot more enjoyable than the past five that had been horrible. I don't like this show. I check the comment section all the time, and they like it. They like it. And I don't see it. I tried to like it. I really did.
They like it because they've never seen anything good.
I gave it like a 2 out of 10, I think. I don't like it. It's horrible.
I have a Reddit confession, Dylan. I actually watched 2 episodes of Uzaki-chan with you, dude. I'm not sure if you realized. I was there.
What do you think of it?
It was shit. I watched the last 2 episodes of the series. It was shit. It was garbage.
Oh my god, I forgot what they did in it.
Yeah, at the end of the semi-final episode, it ends with Sakurai in his apartment alone, and Uzaki-chan comes to the door in the rain, and she's all sopping wet like she was running through the rain. And she's just like, Sakurai, we can't hang out with each other anymore.
But that goes against the title of the show!
Don't
what the frick? Oh my god! They're gonna be storing that episode? Oh my god.
Yeah, so me and Dylan and Mimi Yori, who was also there, but is less important than us because she's not real broski, we were all like, no. No, the next episode's gonna be serious? That could be based. That could be, like, refreshing. So
final
we turn on the next
story.
Episode. The final episode. And the final episode starts and Sakurai's like, what? Why can't we hang out with each other anymore? And she's like, because over summer I was supposed to do a project and I didn't do any of it because we were too busy hanging out. And Sakurai's like, what? And that's it. That's the gag.
And then he helps you out with your homework or something. It's horrible.
It's just a normal episode after
that. It wasn't even funny. It wasn't a funny gag.
Yeah, it just fucking sucked.
It was just stupid. The whole show, there's no plot, which I guess is fine if spice of life, but it's just annoying. The whole plot is, oh, everyone's watching them. It's horrible. Whatever. If you want a good slice of life, not a slice of life, if you want a good ecchi anime, watch Golden Boy. That's a good one.
Golden Boy is quite good. And you get to see the boobies in that one.
Oh my god. Saying? They... Okay, so everyone on Twitter was always posting the ecchi scenes for Miyazaki-chan. Mm-hmm. There's not that many. They're all in, like, the first couple episodes, which I guess is just trying to get people to watch the rest of the series.
I guess.
Like, the first episode, oh my god, it's so stupid. Sakurai is playing a VR station with just a headset, no controllers. And Uzaki-san's being just a freaking insufferable. Anyway, she's messing with him, and she gets too close, and the assistant's like, don't get too close, and then she gets too close, and Sakurai freaking gets a handful.
Dude!
Okay. A big handful, bro.
Of what, dude? Of what? A handful of what? Potato salad?
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
that's
so anyway,
gross.
He's like, what is this? It feels just like a this is so soft, what the frick? Bro, you have no control. What do you think you're even feeling? Anyway, Love Live. The new Love Live. I had to watch that too, right? Love Live Nijigasaki or something like that.
Yeah.
It's cute. I like it. I'm like 6 episodes in. It's still airing. The CG, it's good. Apparently the CG sucked before and I looked it up. It does suck. It's horrible.
Yeah, sorry. That was my bad.
Huh? What do you mean?
I work for that studio. I invented CG.
Joe Biden?
Yep. Is that your transition?
What do you mean? Transition to what?
The election. Did you want to talk about the election?
Oh, I don't care. Go for it.
I don't care. Joe Biden won.
Joe Mama.
Then Donald Trump was all on Twitter like, wow, I can't believe Sleepy Joe cheated. To be honest, I'm gonna go watch anime. That's what he said verbatim.
So we've been watching a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have been watching a lot. You have too, I guess.
Yeah.
But we watched an episode of The Bachelor. The Bachelorette, I believe. With a friend,
yeah.
Nathan. Love Nathan.
Whichever one is the one where it's a bunch of guys going for a girl. That's the one we watched.
Nathan. Nathan's like probably the funniest person I know. He's freaking great. He has like one of those like so nonsense humor that shouldn't make any sense and it doesn't, but it's freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Anyway, show's weird. I don't know what episode we watched. There was a dude that liked feet or something.
It was the very first episode. I don't know what season we watched, but there was some guy named like Tucker or something, and he was like obsessed with feet. I really wanted him to win.
Yeah, well, he did get moved on to the next round, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't win the season. I googled it.
Yeah, he doesn't win the season, which is cringe. That's cringe. But we came up with an awesome plan. Do you remember it?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I think it's a genius plan. So, like, what if me and Dylan both apply to be on a season of The Bachelorette, and we both get on somehow, and then we, like, completely derail the show, and we get, like, in a fake rivalry, and we just start, like, doing dumb shit. Like, we're both in the room with The Bachelorette with all the other guys, because there's a lot, oftentimes on the show, like, everybody's in one room, and they're all just crowding around the woman like it's some kind of party, and they're all cracking their own jokes to her and shit. And I was like, wouldn't it be funny if me and Dylan were in there, and Dylan, like, starts speaking to her, and I just go, would you shut the fuck up, man? And then I just start, like, beating the shit out of him, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
There was one part, the reason this idea sprung up is because there was one part in the episode where, like, everyone's supposed to get their own, like, short, like, 5-minute one-on-one time with the woman before she decides who's moving on. And this one guy's like, I breakdance. Want to see me breakdancing? And he, like, teaches her how to breakdance, and he starts breakdancing. And another one of the bachelors comes in the room, and he's like, I was a B-boy for 20 years. I can beat you in a breakdance battle. And then, like, they start breakdancing against each other.
Oh my god, I remember that.
And I just said, this is something me and Dylan would do ironically if we were on The Bachelor.
If it was unironic, though. We would do something more extreme, though.
Yeah, we'd be like, dude, I can beatbox way better than you. But neither of us can beatbox.
I can beatbox so much better.
Yeah, let's do a beatbox battle right now. Pretend there's a hot woman over there, Dylan.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay. You don't have to do lyrics or anything, just like no sounds.
Okay. Ah, bro, come here, you got it. You get the time to top. Arthur, fuck you!
Man, fuck you! And then when she's handing out, she's handing out the roses as to who's moving on to the next round. If either of us move on, as soon as she hands the rose, we get up. We are like, hey, yo, what, man? And we get up and we just start like, no. And we start beating the shit out of each other.
We'd make that show so entertaining.
It would be so awesome.
Be so cool.
Everyone on Twitter would be like, who's better, Matthew or Dylan?
And then we'd be like the finalists and she chooses one of us and we go, nah, and then we turn around and start making out.
And we start making out, yeah. I love you, bro. That'd be the greatest season of The Bachelorette ever. That's not even a competition. Now, imagine if Nathan was also on.
Oh my god! I mean, everyone listening doesn't know him too well, but he's funny as frick. Oh my god,
I know exactly the things Nathan would do during, like, his fucking, 5-minute free time with the woman at the start. He'd just forcefully tell her about tree frogs. Like, he wouldn't even let her talk. He'd just keep talking about tree frogs. So, this type of tree frog. It only is in this area of the world, and its feet are actually poisonous. And he'd just do that for 5 minutes. Now, that'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. I'm telling you, the Brokeed for budget, the world isn't ready.
I think Adult Swim, they're pretty open to new ideas. I think the Brokeed get popular enough, we might, I mean, maybe we should apply for an Adult Swim pilot or something.
It'd be so stupid. They'd budget. Be like, what is this?
Because, I mean, they probably won't pick it up, but we'd get like 12 minutes just to do whatever the fuck we want. I've always said that most of the budget would go to making realistic-looking fake heads of Dylan that I'd smash at the end of every sketch. Like, every sketch would just end with Dylan, like, pissing me off with something trivial. He'd be like, hey, oh, bro, I got you some fruit roll-ups. And I was like, strawberry ones? And he was like, no, I'm sorry, they were out. I got the raspberry ones. And I'm like, I hate the raspberry ones. And I just fucking, like, punch him in the face, and it's just, like, it's his head, like, exploding into a shit ton of blood. That's what the Broski's Adult Swim show would be. Like, every single sketch would end with that. It would be sketch comedy, probably, because I don't think we're smart enough to do, like, a story-driven show.
No. It'd be sketch comedy. Something along the lines of, like, Loiter Squad or something.
It would be pretty good,
though. The budget? Okay. Imagine the Brokeed on, like, high off their ass on drugs. We discovered, like, the freaking Pepsi formula or something. Mm-hmm. These are aborted babies inside of the Pepsi. We can't confirm.
We go to Planned Parenthood. We look in the fridge. All Pepsi cans. It's not a coincidence. Good job, pro-lifers and Republicans. You found out the secret.
Yeah, the CEO of Pepsi is gonna kill us for finding out the recipe.
No! They found out about the babies! And while he's like slamming his desk and yelling at his employees to terminate us immediately,
it's aborted babies covered in vinegar. How did they find it out?
You just hear while he's yelling, you just hear in the background, wah wah. Your baby's just waiting to be crushed and put into the cans. And actually, inside the CEO of Pepsi, it's actually just like a robot exoskeleton, and it's compiled by, like, this 50-year-old baby in a suit that has a rare disease that made that he never grew up out of his infancy, and he has a distaste for babies, and that's why the Pepsi secret formula is... Yeah, kind of like the boss baby.
Yo, we should make a movie
except,
about
like,
this.
Evil. And he's like, so you boys finally found out the secret of the Pepsi formula, huh? I'm not gonna let you escape alive. And like, he hops up out of his exoskeleton. Suddenly he grows huge muscles. He goes, aah! And like, his muscles start like growing. You know, like Toguro from Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yeah.
That, but like, it's a small baby, like a bald-headed ass baby in a suit. And he's like the size of a normal baby, but he is getting like completely
I imagine
jacked,
like
he's still super small.
Like the botch baby, then he grows to the size of Toguro with his body, but his head is still the same size.
I have more power in my pinky
and his
than
hands
you two
stay
boys
baby
do.
Hands.
Yeah, his hands also still it'll stay baby hands. And his feet stay baby feet, but his legs are like adult sized. And he's like, I have more power in my pinky than you two boys have in your entire bodies. Come at me if you dare.
This is awesome. We should get a show.
Maybe we shouldn't. No, maybe we would do a story-driven show on Adult Swim. This would be awesome.
This is awesome. Everyone would watch it, right? Right?
Any Adult Wait, Swim what? Executives or like other like adult program executives listening, if you can convince your higher-ups to give us a budget to
yeah,
make this,
email us,
we
email
will.
Us. BroskiPodcast@gmail.com.
You can even Twitter DM us. Yeah, it's BroskiPodcast@gmail.com. You can even Twitter DM us if you want. But we would make this. It would be awesome. I mean, we're kind of spoiling the end of the first season with all this, but...
Hey, nah, we got like 7 seasons. You find yeah. God in the end? Wait, we shouldn't say that.
No, don't. Come on, man. Well, at least you didn't spoil the fact that God is also a baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, no, yeah. Wait, shit! Oh, no!
Oh, my God!
Cut that out. We gotta remember to cut that out in post.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank God no one heard that.
Yeah, and even the fact that, like, God had 4 eyes, and, like,
yeah.
2 of them are on the nipples. There's no nipples, it's just 2 eyes.
Yeah,
that's
it's just
awesome.
2 more eyes, but they're still milking. Like, he's lactating through his eye
Wait,
eye nipples.
What?
You didn't know about that?
That's awesome,
that
bro!
Yeah,
High
dude.
Five!
But it's like blood, it's not even milk. But like, it still has the nutrients.
Bro?
And he also has 8 arms. And 2 penises.
2?
But one of them's like the size of a baby penis, but the other one is like 9 inches.
What are you smoking?
This is what we designed.
Super Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, I beat it.
We talked about it on the last podcast. We were talking about the best Mario games, and he was like, I'm playing Super Mario Odyssey right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, continue. Like, giving us an update. He was like, Mario Galaxy and Mario Sunshine, they're the best ones, but Sunshine is better. Okay? With Odyssey, huh? Huh?
Well, I 100% at Odyssey. I did literally everything in it. I even got all of the costumes. I grinded for coins for hours and hours on end. To get all the costumes, I got all the songs, all the capture list, 999 moons, everything. And you know what? You know what, Dylan?
What?
It's
what,
good.
What?
It's
good?
Great.
Just
but
great.
It's
oh, just
too
great.
Easy.
Too easy?
It's way too easy. I need a Mario game that gives me a challenge. Mario game that, even when I revisit it, will still be a little hard. And that's why... I'm about to drop a huge bomb. About to drop a bomb on y'all.
Okay.
Super Mario Galaxy is not the best Mario game. Super Mario Odyssey is not the best Mario game. Super Mario 64 is not the best Mario game. Super Mario Sunshine for the Nintendo GameCube is the best Mario game. Now hold on. Hear me out. It's just my opinion.
Okay,
end
hear
of
me
sentence.
Out.
Okay.
It's the correct opinion.
I like Sunshine a lot.
Sunshine's awesome, man.
It's broken. It's broken, but it's awesome.
It's freaking great, though. I freaking love Sunshine.
There's a lot of dumb bullshit, but it is awesome. Now, that game goes so hard. Odyssey's great, but, like, Sunshine's crazy, bro. You're like, wah, 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 and then Flood's like, Mario, I'm going to suck your penis with my hose. And then Mario's like, wah! And then he sucks too hard and it kills Mario in here. Bum, 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 bum.
Are you going to play, what's the Switch one coming out? 3D World Deluxe?
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come out on the Switch because I have it for the Wii U. And my Wii U is set up because I played No More Heroes on it, which also came out on the Switch recently. But this was before it was announced it would be coming for the Switch. So my Wii U is set up and I could play 3D World like right now, but I'm just going to wait until February. Right now I'm playing through Captain Toad Treasure Tracker.
That's a good one.
It's pretty fun. After this, I'm going to play through Yoshi's Crafted World.
Yoshi's Crappy World?
Crafted World.
Crappy World.
Crafted World.
Cappy World.
No cap.
No cap.
Yeah, no, but Odyssey's pretty good. Playing through Captain Toad is pretty good.
I do like Captain Toad. It's one of my favorite, I wouldn't say Nintendo, but Mario games.
Yeah, I like it. I think it's fun.
It's a cute little puzzle game that, with the gimmick is that you can't jump, right?
Yeah, you can't jump. He's like, it's very cute. Yeah, I love Toad.
I think
Toad,
it's because he had
Toad
too much stuff in his backpack is the reason.
Yeah, that's the reason they give. He has too much stuff in his backpack. That's why he can't jump. He
Idiot,
don't need
Toad,
it, though.
Just lay it down for a second.
I mean, if he's handicapping himself on purpose. You know how Goku has those training weights?
Yeah.
That's Captain Toad's backpack.
Okay, so Captain Toad with the backpack versus Goku with the training weights. Who wins?
Captain Toad would still win.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like, how close of a fight?
Not even close.
Not even close?
And that might be controversial. You know how, like, Screw Attack Death Battle did Goku versus Superman, and, like, Superman won both times they did it, and
yeah,
the Dragon Ball fans were like, no! I'm sorry, but Captain Toad is just way
Someone
too strong.
Someone type in the comments right now.
Actually, broskies, Goku, he has a Kaioken, and he has a Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan,
Piccolo,
and he has
you have no sauce.
You ain't getting
Listen to this. Toad has a pickaxe, okay? You know who else has a pickaxe?
Jonesy!
Jonesy from
Yo,
Fortnite!
Yo, Jonesy from Fortnite?!
And Toad has a Fortnite pickaxe. Kaioken times don't mean shit. Fortnite pickaxe. Come on. You already know. You already know! Yeah. I do love cute video game characters, Dylan. I love these cute little games. Speaking of cute little video game characters, Dylan, we have an update on a series from the last episode.
Yeah?
The Kirby quest continues, bro. Love yo mama, then make
then
sure to
like,
the, like video.
The video. Subscribe!
Yeah, we finished Kirby's Dream Land 3, and we did all of Kirby 64 in like 3 days.
Which is my favorite one.
Don't spoil it, Dylan. Okay, let's start with Dream Land 3. Dream Land 3, it was the best one so far. It goes pretty hard. The trend of the latest one being the best one so far continues into Dreamland 3. The art style is super cute. There hasn't been a Kirby game since that had that cute of an art style. Gooey, it's like Gooey's like full debut, and Gooey's awesome. We didn't realize until we were fighting the final boss, but Gooey is like a dark matter.
Yeah, he's
like
made
his
of
species
the same material?
Made of the same material as dark matter, but he's a good guy. And the reason this is apparent is because when you get the true ending and you're fighting Zero, Gooey, like, has little beads around him like Dark Matter does. Gooey's awesome.
Gooey's awesome,
Gooey.
Man. I love Gooey. I can't wait to see him again in
Star Allies.
Is that really how long it is?
I'm pretty sure. I think Gooey was gone from Dream Land 3 to Star
Depressing.
Allies. There was a time period where Dream Land 3 was the only Kirby game that had Gooey, really. I grew up in that time period. I played Kirby's Dream Land 3 on SNES 9X.
In the 90s? You were born in the 90s?
Yeah. On my dad's computer, I'd play Kirby's Dream Land 3 on SNES 9X, and I was like, I like Gooey. He's pretty cool. Yeah, Dream Land 3, it's pretty good. Some of the heart stars are, like, bullshit, and you'd never find them out. Most of them are pretty easy once you Google how to get them, but if you didn't Google how to get them, you would fucking never find out most of this shit. It does have some hard challenges, though. The final boss is a little difficult, because you have to beat King Dedede's first form, then King Dedede's second form, then you have to fight Dark Matter, and then Zero.
And then Zero's eyeball.
And then Zero's eyeball. And I think you heal between Dedede's second form and Zero, but
do
otherwise,
you?
Yeah,
I
you
don't
might.
I think you do. Because you remember it in the botch, but you had the... Make sure you you don't heal.
Yeah, but we were playing two players. This is the only game we could play two players. So, Dylan would just, like, kamikaze them while I had barely any health, and then he'd come back in. Because if Kirby dies, then it's game over. But if Gooey dies, Gooey can just come back out again. But, I wasn't so lucky, because after that, Dylan, you unlock, in order to get, we've been 100%ing all of the games, and in order to 100% Dream Land 3, you have to beat a couple challenges. So the first challenge is the mini-game Gauntlet, where you have to beat all 5 mini-games that you found throughout the 5 worlds of the game, and you have to beat all of them, winning each game 3 times in a row, and you can't mess up at all in any of the mini-games even
which
once.
Isn't that bad until the final
mini-game. Until the final mini-game, because the first 4 are all, like, visual-based, like, memory games.
And they aren't very
the final one is a sound-based memory game, and neither me nor Dylan are auditory learners. That game, we fucking gave up and started save stating.
Yeah, it gave you 5 sounds. It'd be like, dip, boop, bum, bum, da, and then it would replay one of those sounds 3 times. Well, I'm not gonna remember that crap.
Yeah, I'm not good at that shit. So we tried for hours to beat it legitimately, and we just could not do it. Like, that shit is impossible, man.
No shame. Fix that game.
Yeah, fuck that. But then after that is the boss rush. Now, the boss rush would be pretty easy, except you're not allowed to do it 2 players. It could only, since I was player 1, it could only be me. I had to do it all alone. And the boss rush, you only have 1 health bar, and you have to beat every boss in the game all the way to the final fight with 0. Bruh. That shit took so long to beat. I did legitimately without save states, but holy shit. That was fucking insane, dude. Oh my god.
Probably the hardest challenge we'll have until Chupacha Ultra.
Yeah, that shit was hard as fuck. I was fighting 0, the final boss, and talking to my girlfriend, and like we were having a conversation, and then I suddenly just started singing Hold My Liquor by Kanye West, because I made it all the way to 0 with still 4 hit points left. So I need to focus, and when I need to focus, I just start singing, and I just sung all of Hold My Liquor while I fought 0. And I beat him with literally 1 hit point left, like half a bar of health. Like, 1 thing could touch me and I would die, and I barely beat him. So I beat the boss rush, legitimately. But then, the final challenge, and what would be the hardest if me and Dylan just didn't completely scum the shit out of it, is the jumping challenge.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh my god.
You have to make 10 precise, perfect jumps in a row. You can't miss a single one. And it's hard to describe this game without seeing it, but it's bullshit. It's so fucking bullshit. Like, it's impossible. It's fucking impossible.
Yeah, if you're looking on YouTube, it's on the screen right now. YouTube's the only platform, but if we ever go on, like, any other platform, you can't see this cool image. Look, there's the 21 kid going across the screen. What the frick? Yo, that dude's nuts. What the frick?
Whoa, wow. Whoa. Wait. Where's the 21 kid flying off to?
Wait, what?
No.
No.
Is that the World Trade Center? No! But yeah, that game's fucking bullshit, dude. Fucking. So we tried it, like, legitimately, like, a couple times. And then I just said, yo, Dylan, watch this. And I tried to jump, and I just said, nah. And I created a save state. And then I loaded immediately. And I just kept doing that. And then when we finally beat, I just said, first try without save scumming, bruh. And that was it. That was the end of Dreamland 3. Some bullshit minigames at the end, but otherwise, pretty fun. Pretty fun. Even the boss rush... Sorry, I like sucking dick. The boss rush was hard, but it was fair. And I didn't want to save state at all on the boss rush because I knew I could do it. And I did do it because I'm a god. But the other things, I'm not an auditory learner. That would take me so fucking long to get. It would pretty much just be luck. And the jumping game, forget about it, dude. Fuck that shit. But otherwise, it was pretty fun. But the next Kirby game, so Dream Land 3, it took us a bit. But Kirby 64, the next game, is so good. Go. Me and Dylan beat it in like 3 days. We only had to look up like a couple of the crystal shards too. That game's very fair.
Probably like 3 or 4. And
it's
I like it that
easy.
Way, honestly.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. It's a pretty easy Kirby game. There's not... Nothing in 64 is really hard. Like, you can 100%... That's, like, one of the easiest Kirby games to 100%.
But like, it's probably, also just really fun.
Yeah, it's just really fun because, like, you get the ability mixing where, like, you can mix two copy abilities to make something new. That shit's fucking awesome, dude.
And like, I know we were talking about, like, oh, the Mario games, they're not hard. And then we're talking about, oh, this Kirby game's easy. It's so good. The difference is, like, there's so many, like, unique game mechanics to 64. Like, all the ability swapping. It's great.
And Mario ain't cute. Like, there are cute things in Mario. Like, the Snow Kingdom and Odyssey, there's the little snowmen dudes. Those guys are cute as fuck. Mario ain't cute, but when you're playing a Kirby game, you're constantly going, aw, aw.
Yeah, especially when you fight, like, the world-ending final bosses.
Yeah, that's the cutest part. Or when in, like, Kirby 64, you enter a room and Deity's like, Kirby, hop on my back! And you hop on his back and you start swinging his hammer. Dude... Fuck it, that's so awesome, dude. King Dedede's goated. King Dedede's fucking goated.
Oh my god, I don't know if we talked about this before on the podcast, but we were livid. Super Smash Bros. Ultimate had like a tournament thing. It was like heroes versus villains. They had the balls to put King Dedede on the villains.
King Dedede is more often a hero than he is a villain.
What? He's like the villain in the first Kirby game and first boss in some games, and then he turned good. What do you mean, villain? What?
King Dedede is the hero in most Kirby games. Like, he's one of the heroes.
He is the reason every Smash Bros. Character is alive.
Yeah, he's the hero in Brawl, because in the Subspace Emissary, he saves everyone with his Dedede pins.
Everyone died, but then the Dedede pins, and everyone came back. Well, a couple people...
Luigi and Ness came back. Luigi and Ness came back, and then Ness looks at the pin that revived him, and he sees that it's Dedede's face, and he sees Dedede's mummified corpse is right next to him. So he puts the Dedede pin on Dedede, and it brings him back to life. And Dedede gets all happy, and he gives them a hug. And then they go and save all the other characters.
King Dedede the king. I mean, yeah, king literally, awesome. Literally, but also, he is king. I love him.
He's so fucking cool, dude. He's so fucking cool. And, like, Kirby 64, he's one of the first boss fights, and then he just joins your team with Adeline and Waddle Dee.
Well, to be fair, they're all boss fights because they're possessed by Dark Matter.
Yeah. Squee Squad we haven't played yet, but he's only the first boss in that game. Kirby's Return to Dreamland, which we also were not really close to at all yet, but he's, like, player 3 or something from the start. Like, there's four playable characters in Return to Dreamland. Kirby, Mad Knight, Dedede, and Bandana D. And all four of them are playable from the start. Dedede's like a main character you can choose to play as in that game from the start. He's a hero. He's not a villain. That dude's awesome. He's a hero.
He's a boss and star allied, but I think he was possessed, right?
Yeah, he was possessed and he turned buff.
So, like, he's barely a villain at all.
Yeah.
Like, a villain would be, like, frickin' Marx.
Yeah, Marx is a villain.
Like,
and,
he's, quote, good now, but he was a bastard. That's what he was.
Dark Matter and Zero, villains. I'd say even Meta Knight is more often a villain than Dedede is.
Oh, definitely. I think you fight Meta Knight more than Dedede, probably.
Meta Knight, like, he's usually, like, the semi-final boss. And even when you beat him, like, he just leaves. He doesn't help you. When you beat Dedede in the games, he usually comes back to help you. In Superstar, fucking... Dedede is like the villain for the first part of it, but then like there's the big Meta Knight ship part, and Meta Knight's the villain in that. Yeah, Meta Knight's more of a villain than Dedede. Dedede just gets a bad rap for real. And you know the Kirby anime, Kirby Right Back At Ya.
Coming right back at
you. I think you already know what I'm gonna talk about. Dedede's most goated moment.
Oh my god! Yeah, I posted a clip of it on Twitter.
Yeah, there's an episode of Kirby Right Back At Ya. The Kirby anime from the 2000s, where they believe that like a meteor is going to hit Popstar and kill them all. So they think they only have so much time left to live. So Dedede decides he wants to be good in the time he has left to live. So he builds a park for Kirby to play on, and Kirby starts like playing in the park. And Kirby's just having the time of his life, and Dedede sits on the swing, and he's all somber because he knows he's about to die. And he just says, "Life is short. Fall in love, Dedede." And he just starts swinging and
awesome,
singing.
So awesome, bro. Everyone could have died, so he dedicates the rest of his time to making Kirby happy.
It's so beautiful. But Dedede, bruh. Me when Dedede. No, don't pull!
Damn!
Yeah, Dedede's so fucking cool. There's no competition. Dedede is probably the best Kirby character.
Oh,
other than Kirby
doubt.
Himself, Dedede's the best Dedede's Kirby
awesome.
Character.
Awesome.
I love all the Kirby characters, though.
Oh, yeah, clearly. I love the whole cast. I don't know characters like Magaloy, because I've never played that game. But most of the characters I love.
For real, bro, for real.
For
real
this time.
Now, it would be crazy if, like, Dedede, he's, like, cute and stuff. But, like, it would be crazy if he had, like, a... Like an alter ego where he put on a mask and his hammer became spiked and like he had this awesome battle
Yo,
music.
It would just suck if he had like the best song in Kirby history as his theme.
And then you hear, bum, 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 bum. No, dude, what? I can't wait for like Superstar Ultra and shit just because
awesome,
of that
bro.
Theme. Superstar Ultra and Triple Deluxe both have like Mask Dedede shit in them. Mask Dedede is so fucking cool, dude.
If
Man,
anyone listening wants to play a Kirby game, play 64 or play Superstar Ultra. They are very good.
Squeak Squad is also very easy and short. I don't think you've played that one, but that
I
one's
haven't.
One of my favorites. That one's coming up. That one's coming up. Yeah, Kirby's quite awesome, Dylan. Do you have anything else you wanted to?
No.
Is this the end of the episode? We gushed about Kirby and shit for so long. Oh my god.
King Dedede, he's a king, man!
King. Dedede! You know what? Kings, they usually, like, take land and stuff. Taking land? The Pilgrims, America. It relates back to the fact that this is the Thanksgiving special. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to the Broski Podcast Episode 7, the 2020 Thanksgiving Spectacular. We had so much fun talking about our favorite Thanksgiving foods and spending time with the family. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you. We'll see you next month for the Christmas special, unless we fuck up. Goodbye. 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 Don't say goodbye. Okay. That was a good episode, Dylan. I'm glad we... Wait. Mark Zuckerberg. Special guest Mark Zuckerberg? What? Mark, do you have anything to say? Creator of Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg, do you have anything to say? Hey guys, this is Mark Zuckerberg. I just wanted to announce my new Facebook entity, Facebook Gaming Sex.